Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry says 12 people have been killed this morning trying to reach aid distribution sites. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. Hurricane warning for Acapulco, Eric, now a Category 4. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
With a 13-1 vote, the Appleton Common Council decided last night to rename the city's largest park, Memorial Park, to Veterans Memorial Park as a way to honor the service of military veterans. By passing the resolution, the city commits to renaming the park, relocating existing memorials to the park, and adding more memorials. The city will also rename the much smaller Veterans Park to avoid any confusion in the future.
The humidity is about to spike, with highs in the 90s forecasted statewide over the weekend. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says to expect triple digits.
Heat indices will feel like nearly 100 degrees. Now is the time to start to hydrate. Make sure you stay cool, because heat-related illnesses can sneak up on you fast. If you start to get dizzy, slurred speech, stop sweating, seeing stars, the next thing is you could throw up, black out, or wind up in the ER.
The Oshkosh Area Community Foundation awarded over 300 high school and college students almost $1 million in scholarships in June. The foundation serves about 15 school districts through multiple counties and communities. Bill Wyman is the executive director and CEO.
But what we're really doing is we're helping those communities develop a way to give out scholarships, because most of the scholarships that we're giving, like in Berlin or Princeton or Green Lake or it was the smaller communities, those are the people from those communities that are actually supporting their schools. We're just kind of the administrator and helping them develop a plan so that they can continue to help their own.
See the story on our website for a complete list of the over 300 recipients this year. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Baseball today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cubs go at it today at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field in Chicago. Last night's game rained out and rescheduled for August 18th. NFL, former Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander signed a one-year deal yesterday with the Baltimore Ravens, reported worth $6 million, but a breakdown shows the deal is actually $4 million, with the rest based on incentives and how many games played. NBA, former Oshkosh North High alum Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. The Thunder up 3-2 in that series, but Halliburton dealing with a strained right calf muscle.
Practice today, did what I could. I know coach just told you guys what the process will be for me to play, and we're just taking it from there.
Are you dealing with a strain?
Yeah.
That's the Indiana Pacers shooting guard Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun and warm today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. That chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tonight. Low temps in the middle 60s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24-7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at picklebigbags.com or on Facebook.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Dan Schaefer, political editor of Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to help us recombobulate. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM. WISS, of course, is Civic Media app. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible today, high in the low 80s. Great having Kevin Van Ness on. That was really fun talking about the great things they do and how they handle the weird weather.
And you talk about loving your job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy that he goes, it'll be 0 or 100. You know, we're going to play. If there's one person there, if there's, you know, I just, yeah, he is. And that's the difference, like Pete Fulton told him. There's a difference between, you know, a musician and an entertainer. And he is, that dude, he is an entertainer.
No question. It,
just, and he's got so many shows all summer. We're going to see him next week. But, you know, there's a guy that he brings it every time. We talk about sometimes
never
people
phones
like,
him.
Right. It's like, they're really into it. Sometimes you get these, you know, I just remember Widener and you know, these just canned shows where they're not into it. This guy just, anyway, great having him on.
Well,
but even greater.
Very special guest. We got the... I think one of the, how do I put this? I don't want to say the scariest jobs, but one of the most I have admiration for is the moms of our deployed soldiers. And we've got my great friend Liz Hastings here, and her daughter is deployed, and she's a medic. And I've known this little girl since she was 8 years old, and she is now a sergeant of the United States Army as a medic. And Liz, tell us about the feelings of a mom in a situation like this.
I would say more than anything, I'm proud. She's excited. This is something she's looked forward to. This is what she's worked for. So, of course, you've got your worries, which you kind of stuff down.
Which every mom would have for every kid in the world.
Well, and you know, and honestly, I was listening to the show the other day, and they had one of the recruiters was on, and he was saying that it's scary to have your kids in today's society here in the United States.
Right.
So, really, it's a horse
and
piece.
And his son is also...
Right.
So he's got both the father aspect and the recruiter aspect.
Right. Okay. Right.
This the field of being a medic. She's going to see some unbelievably, I don't know, sad, bad, whatever, just tragic things.
Well, hopefully she doesn't. But
well, there's a good chance though. I want to hear. My question is.
Let me just say this though too. Might not come from warfare type things, but military people get as many accidents doing stuff
this is
as
true.
Anybody else. Yeah. Don't
this
they
is
know?
True.
Well, what I'm saying is it's like the ER.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's as good as doctors are, but maybe not be for everybody. Some people like pediatrician, maybe like pulmonary or something like that. When she was a kid, are you surprised? She's like, oh my God, I can't believe she's doing this? Or did you
not at all. I'm not surprised at that at all. She's always wanted to work in emergency medicine.
Oh.
She does her job. She's been finishing up her nursing degree, and she's been working at the ER at St. Vincent's for the last year and a half. And
God bless her.
They see it all there.
She sees it, and she loves, I mean, she runs toward trauma.
What a gift or what a talent.
I think it is, I don't know, a gift or a chromosome or a gene pool. Or
something's
wrong. You almost seem to have it or you don't have it.
John, right? John does not have it.
I don't have it.
I don't have it. I don't know where she got it. Her dad doesn't have it either. So this is something an anomaly. Great. Yep.
And then Jim was talking, too, about what his daughters who went into medicine paid for college, the old paychecks that they had to write out, versus one thing with the military that Grant brought up, too. The benefit aspect of being in the military is incredible, isn't it?
The benefits are amazing, really, honestly. I mean, it's helped her tremendously to go to school, and that's honestly what she looked into it for. She wasn't necessarily looking to be in the Army. But once she realized what the benefits were, and being National Guard worked out perfectly because it was, you know, commitment of one, you know, 1 weekend a month, a couple of weeks in the summer, it was doable. But she'd lived in Nashville for about a year, but she would come home once a month because she wanted to stay with her unit. So we put her in when she was 17 years old and she's now 23.
That's really important. Just from the guys I dealt with and the women that I dealt with, like when I embedded over there, and there would always be a couple of people that would be from like Pennsylvania or New Jersey, and they got transferred in, and it was hard for them versus, you know, being with these people all the time. So that's great that she did that.
It is. It's like a family, honestly. I mean, they're very, very close. It's a different kind of a relationship than you
they
and I.
They got each other's
ever,
backs.
Exactly. For life.
Before we came on the air, you told a story. I should have asked if I can ask it again, but you sat with her through the recruitment.
I did.
Was it like, oh, honey, don't, or honey, do, or what? You're one of the few parents that I know that really sat through them. Sometimes the kids go and they come home and they say, look, I think this is what I want to do.
Right.
Tell me about that as a mom.
Well, when she'd kind of had been dabbling, coming up with ideas on how to pay for college, which, you know, which is wonderful. But then we went down to Green Bay to meet with the recruiter. And honestly, I did not think that we were be signing this kid up. I mean, I rode along because we had to go to Costco, so I thought an hour.
An honest mom.
Give me an hour, and you know we're out of here, and I can hit the sales. But we sat, and about two and a half hours into it, I was ready to sign, and it all made sense. And they, you know, the one thing about the guy that recruited Lauren, and I can't remember what his name is, the one thing that he did was made me feel good about it and made me realize that she'd be safe and well taken care of. So that was that's the biggest thing. Sure. So really feeling proud is a much bigger emotion than the worry and the stress of her going. And I'm the biggest problem really right now for me is I just miss her a lot.
Sure. Yeah. I just think that's great that you sat through all that.
Yeah, and
that,
me too.
And then you got she got your blessing on top of it. So sometimes I think parents, I know parents worry, right?
We do.
Do they really want them to get in there? And you're saying this was great for her career, for financially,
absolutely.
It was a good move for her, and she really wanted.
And honestly, you and I talked earlier about the worries that we have for our young people here in the United States. You know, I work with the youth diversion program in Sturgeon Bay, and you know, just the ideas of drugs and sex trafficking and social media bullying, all of those kinds of things, just violence in the communities, it's more prevalent than it's ever been. So those are the things. When she was down in Milwaukee, honestly, when she was going to school, she went to Marquette for about a year. And I was much more worried about her in Marquette.
I would be too. Having embedded, and so did Jim, the way you're taken care of by so many people around you, nobody's going to mess with you. Versus, especially a daughter, when she went to one went to Madison. I didn't feel as bad. My other one went to UW-Milwaukee, which can be a little bit sketchy, some areas and everything. So I was a lot more nervous about that than if they had been deployed with the unit. I
absolutely
really mean that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, she was in a dorm where an officer was shot literally right outside her window with, you could see the police tape, and you know, and there were tons of stories, and she worked in the ER down in Milwaukee too. And I'm just a whole different, it was just a whole different ball game. So no, I don't worry about her safety.
Well, it doesn't sound like she has a lot of fear.
She does not. I wish she would have a little bit more fear once in a while, but yeah, she's great.
And how's the communication with her? Do you with cell phones with her? Do you get to talk to her? I mean, she's gone for you. A while.
Yep, she's gone for 400 days. It's sketchy. Not as often as
you'd like.
Usually, you know, we're talking six times a day, and so now I'm lucky if I get a text.
Okay.
But that, and again, that's going to be off and on depending on where she's at, what she's doing.
Wow.
What are some of the things that you could, like, if somebody was listening right now and they've got a son or daughter, you know, and they're like on the fence, maybe I'm, what advice would you give them in regard, what would you say to them in the transition you've made from your daughter worrying about a prom dress and all those kinds of, you know, quote unquote girly things to now being a sergeant in the infantry and being deployed to a foreign country? What you've gone through, the transition, I guess, what would you say to those parents?
Well, the first thing I would say is I'm a firm believer that all kids should go into the military, honestly. That it's just, Lauren has always been a very mature girl. She's always known what she's wanted, but just that level of maturity, how much that has changed since she's deployed, and just she's happy. She's happy. She's proud of herself. We're really proud of her. And it's something she gets excited about. But
I detect that the night of Operation Song, I sat next to her. I sat between you and her. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed talking to her so much. She just had her head screwed on so well. And no disrespect to A, but for somebody that, I mean, she was just, yes, this is what I'm going to do. This is my goal. This is my whatever. And it was impressive.
It is. And that's always how she is about it. I mean, she hasn't had any times where she's regretted her decision. You know, I firmly believe that she's going to make this a lifelong career, whether she goes back into emergency medicine or if she just decides to stay with the Army. But she just kind of keeps moving up. She just got moved to a sergeant position over the last month or so. So we're proud of her.
As you should be. You know, you talked about everyone serving in the military for two years, or I don't know, maybe you didn't say the 2 years, but there's a lot of people who agree with that, even those, I mean, other countries do that, and they learn management skills. They obviously learn how to get along with other people because you're with people you didn't know, and you're with them now, and you got to really respect the diversity of the world and life. But the other thing is that a little bit more country pride,
absolutely.
Especially you look at some of the countries that do that, and I was fortunate to meet some of the students or the kids that did that, and they like were looking forward to it. It wasn't like, oh, I got to do this for 2 years. They're like, because they learn so much. It's not, they don't punch in, punch out. They really, they're like, look, I learned so much about management. I learned about, which is just a skill you're going to use anywhere you go.
Right. You know? Well, and that's just it. The pride she has for the country and the flag is, it's unbelievable. And the other thing is when she was in eighth grade, she did a leadership conference down in Washington, D.C., and me being the helicopter mom, I wasn't sending my kid off by herself. So I, like, my family and I went down, and we stayed down in Washington, D.C., and we kind of mirrored what they did. You know, like, they went to, you know, they would go to Lincoln Memorial. We'd do the same thing the next day.
That doesn't sound like a helicopter mom at all.
Yeah,
I was there.
Just for our listeners, though, helicopter moms, you hover over your kids.
That's right.
Some
people might say that about me. That might be why she went in the military.
I'm sensing that because
she's used to a drill sergeant. But when, you know, after we did that trip to Washington, D.C., that was not anything I ever felt that was on my bucket list. But I feel every citizen should at least make one trip to Washington, D.C. because it does, the pride you feel about your country.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing, though, Liz, in talking about your kids growing up, that what are some of the things you think that were instilled in her that has helped have her make this decision? I mean, were there things early on you saw, like a type of discipline in school or different things like that? Because, you know, the Army doesn't really want knuckleheads anymore.
No.
And it used to be like our era, the judges would say, actually, I had a judge tell me this. Have you thought about joining the Army after high school? Because I got a couple of tickets and whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, that was the thing.
Oh, that's funny.
And talking with some of the people that were the drill instructors back in those days, they'd see these kids get off the bus and it's like, it made their job so hard. They don't want that anymore. They want these people with their heads.
These are quality individuals, and they work with you for a long time before they, let you, you know, they're not going
to, it ain't the place to go to get straightened out. You better be straightened out before you raise your
right
hand.
It's hard to get in. I mean, I don't think people understand that. Like, you look across the street, Schreiber, and it's like, oh, it's hard to get into Schreiber. It's hard to get into the military, too. I mean, that's because they're picking the best.
Plus, technically, we're talking with the guys the other day from the Einstein Project and everything like that. And what these young kids are doing can transform so much into the military. It's incredible. I mean, we got to send her a quick break, but that's a big part of our military these days. We get us into a quick break with Liz Hastings, her daughter, a sergeant in the United States Army, deployed with a, how many around, was it 900 that day in
Out of Green Bay, it was 650, I think, 600, yeah. Wow. Something like that.
A lot of people having their six, mm-hmm. Right? Back with more right after this.
And it speaks to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like the total with the curse. Coming like a freak show takes the stage. We give them the gangsta place to say, I want something else to get me through this. Semi-tom kind of life. Baby, baby, I want something else.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activity, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Buying or selling a home? I'm Haley Newlands with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty, your go-to gal for real estate across Wisconsin. From Madison to Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Green Bay, I've got you covered. I run a relationship-based business where you're more than a transaction. I focus on what matters most, you. That means smooth deals, less stress, and more money in your pocket. Let's turn your real estate goals into reality. Call me at 920-410-0296. Because with me, you're not just a client, you're family.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. We're with Liz Hastings from Sturgeon Bay, talking about her daughter, a sergeant in the United States Army with the 32nd Division, being deployed with 600 of her closest friends. Liz, I got to ask you, though, on the send-off, any mama tears?
I didn't cry as hard as I thought I was going to, because... Okay. I was warned to keep it together.
Okay. You know, one of the things in my last book that I wrote, one of the things I wrote was, it was dedicated to the wives and husbands of those who stay behind when their spouse or loved ones get deployed. That's an underrated story sometime of what you go through. And for yourself, I mean, you're pretty independent and I don't think you're going to have an issue along those lines. But it is, I mean, it's not, I mean, I remember when we dropped off Dominic for college, okay, and I was choked up,
yeah,
and it was so close to our house that I jogged past it. But there was still that feeling of, oh, that's my kids going off right to school, to big, you know, big person school.
We've had a long time to prepare for it, though, and I feel like the Army did a nice job. We've had some, you know, like parent you know, meetings and things like that.
Do they still have the FRG, Family Readiness Group?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we were well prepared for it. And again, this isn't a shock. This isn't, yeah, you know, and it's right, what she's been working for. And that's the one thing. all of these kids are excited about going. There hasn't been one, and I know this whole big group of kids, and you know, the kids that don't get chosen to go for whatever reason, they're disappointed.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of her friends was supposed to go and something came up and he wasn't able to deploy. And I'm telling you, that was more heartfelt for me than anything else, because just watching him struggle with wanting to go with this group.
Yeah. And I used to give you a lot of criticism, Mom, and that's much more difficult than sending your kid off to college, but that's not an easy thing for those of us.
Right.
And,
nope.
But really how you react is how they're going to react. So you got to really, like you said, hold it together. And that's
right.
And we're all going to go through that. And there's people listening who are going to go, it's going to be the first time going through it in fall when their kids leave, you know, to college. And that's just, but
right.
I mean, at least with college, we can go there anytime we want. Parents weekend is usually within 4 or 5 weeks, but you know, that's a long time that your daughter's
gone.
It
is. It's a long time. And you know, the other part too is when you send them off to basic training. So
yeah.
Oh, right.
She went during COVID. So that made it, as a mom, that was harder on me than sending her overseas at this point, because she had to leave early. She was gone longer than expected. We didn't get to see the graduation. There was very little communication. It was all letters. I wrote her a letter every day. I wrote her a letter.
Every day.
That's still a big thrill.
Pretty cool.
To get a letter.
That's pretty
yes.
cool.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Wow.
But so I think that part was much harder on me, because that fear of the unknown, where now she, you know, I'm not worried she's getting screamed at, yelled at,
yeah.
you know,
no.
that kind of.
Right.
You know, one of the things that I noticed when I was over there, you know, when they wear their camo and their body armor and everything like that, they all look like these indestructible G.I. Joes. And I always tell people the Brewers and the Packers had given me UWGB had given me a bunch of T-shirts to bring over. And they were allowed to wear the T-shirts on within the wire, so to speak, for like mess hall type. You know what I mean? They're
right.
allowed to just kind of. Mm-hmm. And when you see them like that, you realize we send young people to war.
Yes.
Isn't that the truth, though? I mean, how young some of these people are.
And that's just it. Lauren, she's 23. She was talking about one of the girls that's underneath her. And that girl, she's 19.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's a big deal. But, boy, it's something to really be proud of. And
yep.
yeah.
It's such a great life experience. Even if you go in just for a few years and decide this isn't for you, just they'll never take it away.
Yeah.
Nope, exactly.
What you learn there. You know, you talk about writing letters. We had joked about this, but I'm glad I wasn't in the military because you read those letters and they're my dearest, and they're so hard. Well, they're the writing.
Those
was
Civil War letters were phenomenal.
They're unbelievable the way those guys
my
wrote.
My dearest Abigail, my heart it is for you.
It's like, I couldn't write that. Anyway, letters are cool. They're just so, yeah, there's something that you can just save about them. But it's they were heartfelt, boy, I tell you what. And their vocabulary is just,
It was amazing. Well, Liz, just a couple last anyway. Quick points here. What, you know, as a mom, and it's really here, your daughter's a sergeant in the United States Army. Is it pride the number one thing? If you had to do one of those things, you know, where somebody says, say a word, you know, and then what's the first thing that pops into your mind? Your daughter, a sergeant in the United States Army, deployed.
Boom. Absolutely pride. Absolutely. We are so proud of her. You know, we think the world of her. And, you know, regardless of what she would have chosen in her life,
sure.
you know, I have a son who is 2 years younger than Lauren. I have just as much pride for him as I do for Lauren. He's in the workforce. He works with his dad in construction, learning the construction business. I'm just as prideful with that as well. So, it's just something you just want your kids to be happy and healthy and safe, regardless of where you send them.
And another thing, though, too, as far as being a mom, I'm sure all the other moms out there, you guys have your own little link-up type thing, don't you?
We do. It's nice. You know, I'm, you know, in contact with a couple of the other moms.
Yep.
And but we all feel the same way. I mean, but at this point, when they go to deploy, you don't feel that feeling of doom and, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. It's, you're excited for them, and you're happy because this is what...
It's what they signed up for.
Right.
Well, you're a good mom because kids, I don't think we give them enough credit at that age. They kind of know what they want to do.
Right.
And I think some parents are like, no, you really got to go here. I went there. Or you really should go here. And it's like, you know, you let your one son do what he wanted to do domestically and your daughter overseas. And I think we got to give our kids a little bit more credit because I think they're smarter than we were.
When we were their age, Johnny, we weren't that smart.
Yeah, she was 17 when we put her in, and she was you know, some of the parents thought I was out of my mind,
right.
But, you know, she got that good year, you know, before here, you know, just doing the weekend thing. And, I would have never believed, you know, when she was young that I would be a military mom and this would be okay with me. And I'm very happy.
You both are, which is, absolutely. I think, awesome.
Yep.
Absolutely. Support is the most important thing for them deployed. And you've got it in spades. Oh, man, Liz Hastings, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming
in. Proud of you. So proud of your daughter, the whole thing. And anything we can do for you or her or any of her mates, please let us know.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll get under a quick break. Mine and the Mayor back after this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Evers administration gives Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, and Brown County $1.8 million to cover security and other public safety costs from the 2025 NFL Draft in April. Governor Tony Evers announced the Opportunity Attraction and Promotion Fund grant Wednesday. The fund's driving force was the recognition that large-scale events like the NFL Draft can serve as an economic boon, not only for the community hosting the event, but for the state as a whole. About 600,000 attendees flocked to the three-day event in Green Bay. Initial estimates have the draft generating about $94 million in economic activity across Wisconsin and a $20 million benefit for the Green Bay area specifically. Republicans are rumored to be considering a huge cut to the UW system. That was first reported by Civic Media's Todd Alba. Funding the UW system was originally on the Joint Finance Committee's agenda on Tuesday, but it was removed shortly before the session began. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
They're reportedly considering an $87 million cut to the system's budget when the Trump administration is also threatening UW's federal funding. Democratic Representative Jody Emerson from Eau Claire.
They are doing research into Lake Altoona in my district as to why there's so much sediment coming through and why there's so much runoff. There's not a university in Altoona, but Altoona gets the benefits of that because it is the Wisconsin idea. Our universities, our higher ed goes everywhere. It impacts everybody in the state.
As of the time of this recording, it's not clear yet when they'll put the UW system back on the agenda. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of clouds and sun and warm today, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by late in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 80s. That chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tonight. Low temps in the middle 60s. Currently, it's 62.
The Todd Alba Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Had to go and get convert to show them what buttons to push and things like that.
She's back a there. Kid.
I know, right?
The youth.
I know, the youth of America.
We gotta give him a chance, though.
I know. Lee Reed, Hide Music, Make Music Day. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. It's always fun having you on. Hang on. I told him what button to push. Convoy, push the button. Take the mittens off. Lee, it's always fun having you here.
All right, Leah, now you're on.
I'm official now.
You are.
Big things happening this time of the year in the world of music, isn't it? Go ahead and talk about it, and then we'll introduce your very special guest that I'm really excited about talking to with the little background
the
you gave me.
The Jingle Man.
Right? Yeah.
The Jingle Man.
In the house.
So, Street Music Week, I want to give you guys a heads up on how that went. So, our goal was $5,000. We raised almost
$7,000. Phenomenal.
So, if you remember last week, I don't, but it was very cold and rainy, and we still did such a great job with Appleton Community Music and the musicians in the Appleton area. So, we're super proud about that. And then now we're talking about Make Music Day. We just keep going with these music programs, right?
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, you guys don't have a downtime a year, do you really?
No.
No.
I mean, you're always promoting it, if nothing else.
Right. Yeah.
So give this guy a very nice introduction.
So this is Jonathan Leahy. He is the person that creates all of our jingles at Hyde Music, all the music that you hear during our stream, which is amazing. You guys have to watch our repair stream. It's awesome. It's on Thursday mornings from 8 to 9:30. Or 8:30 to 10, sorry.
Okay.
And then he does our podcast, which is called Sound Underground. So he does all the interviews and all that. And then he is actually an e-commerce specialist as well. So very multi-talented. So that's why I brought him along today.
You know, that's one of those things where everybody probably thinks they can do because they hear a jingle and say, oh, well, that's simple. I could try to do it sometime. Right. I remember at one of the radio stations, I said, you know what? I'm going to help with that. I did not do a single one that was good. It takes a certain part of a brain. Jonathan, where does it come from?
Coffee.
Okay.
Coffee and relentless self-doubt.
Well, we've got those here.
I mean, I'm
why? How come we're not writing more jingles?
Exactly.
It's, you know, what's funny is that it's something that even by high school, it was already like a facet of music creation that I had started exploring a little bit, oddly enough, because again, of like kind of the marriage of it and technology, in the 80s, my dad was already kind of introducing me to the early concept of what was not yet dubbed the internet. And because he sold like phone systems, like VoIP systems that we call now.
Okay.
When I had already like kind of broken my parents' hearts and told them I wanted to be a music major, one of the things my dad was even telling me, he's like, but you know a lot about technology. There's a lot of crossover there. If you can build things that work on these systems. So
my first jingle,
paid job was in high school. Because I knew how to properly encode audio files that worked on these early VoIP systems.
Convoy, you know how to do any of that stuff?
No.
All right. Need another gig?
pretty cool.
Bring here. Boy, you got a great voice. I got to say that. You got a great voice.
Well, thank you. That's a funny bit in our e-commerce office with the rest of the marketing e-com team. And everybody, actually, I was recording some Spotify ads in there yesterday with the other five teammates in the room, which is really fun to do because I was in like full-blown like ad voice mode. And, and you know, our videographer, Maggie, kept chiming in and go, John, use your real voice. I'm like, no, I have to do the, you know, tune into Spotify and check out HideMusic.com. Like, no, I have to switch it on. Like,
these jingles can really just brand a company, you know? And when you think, I'm sure you can think of the most popular jingles. I got to ask you, how do you come up with it? And then do you have like a side hustle where you'll do something for a McDonald's or a Menards or something? Or is you just all?
I do, actually. I think that would be so much fun. So on my own, website and especially via like Fiverr and stuff like that, I do a lot of like freelance audio work and jingle music.
That's got to be fun.
I've been in the creative process of whatever in my career. I cannot sit down and say, write something creative or funny or whatever. It has to come to me while I'm driving along and I'm not thinking about it. And it almost subconsciously comes out. Is it that way? Because I had a friend that wanted to be a country music writer and went to the thing down in Nashville and sat in a room with 1,200 people and were told, okay, everybody write three songs today. And it was the hardest thing in the world to be creative when it's forced on you. How about yourself?
That's something I've had to work very hard on over the years. And it's and actually, if you know the artist here in Wisconsin, also, you know, kind of a bit of a Wisconsin Nashville back to Wisconsin transplant, Sly Joe, the Smooth Operators, he and I have, we're both at UW Oshkosh together. And there's a lot of insights he and I have discussed over the years, and especially with all his songwriting work and his back, behind the scene credits that he's done and working with Taxi. He's given me a lot of great insight over the years on the idea of like, you have to treat it like work. You have to treat it like homework.
Gotta have that discipline.
And we've even, he and I have joked about like the idea that it's like, you have to do like what Stephen King talks about in his autobiography. You punch the clock.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, you sit at Pro Tools and you just do something because that's your job. And for me particularly, I find if I put a more specific end result in front of me where it's like, okay, I need to make this, I'll crank it out.
Okay.
And different people, like you talked, different creative times, different days, but you're right. I think you got to dedicate a block, whether you're a writer or a jingle writer, that is your job. It's not like when it comes to you.
I will say this, and Leah, you could back me up on this.
Yeah.
If you're a serious musician,
yes,
you have to have that. Because, I mean, music teaches you. I mean, that's a big part of that ball game too, right?
You have to have that discipline, but it's so worth it.
You talk about people, musicians, they're kind of out there. They're some of the more disciplined people. I mean, because we talk about these doctors in medicine, doctors are very disciplined, right? Because I memorize, and study, and then musician gives them. It's kind of that same. It's more creative, but I'm just saying it's the same discipline. That's a connector. Hey, I wanted to get back to. I want to talk about this Make Music Day. You're both in that. That's why you're both here. But
yes.
Tell me what that is, and is that just an Appleton deal? Or are we doing that here too, or Oshkosh?
It's everywhere. So it's across 1,000 cities in 120 countries. So on June 21st, right?
Good question. Is that just an Oshkosh or an Appleton thing?
Notice the research I did on this. So yes, I knew that. I just want to make sure you knew. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I did my research too. So I looked it up before, like 5 minutes ago. No.
Wow. that's a huge, huge day.
Yeah, it is. And we've been working really closely with our downtown Appleton partners, like Lawrence University, Milo Music, ADI again, Appleton Area School District, and I'm Fox City's PAC. So we've been working really closely with them to create some amazing programming around Hyde Music and the Fox City's PAC. So if you look on our website, HydeMusic.com, and go to events, you'll see everything that's going on, where our stores are located, as far as what we're doing for Make Music Day. Jonathan is leading a communal percussion group, which is our nifty way of saying drum circle. So elevated drum circle. It's going to be like a drum experience.
Is that like a drum line?
No, more think more hand percussion.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Like
djembes and congas and bongos.
What does Todd play?
The vibra slap.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be part of your make music day. It's the vibra slap. Okay.
I had never heard of those before, and last week we had a group in here for a music thing. He goes, well, it was Big Daddy D.
Yeah.
He said, we forgot our vibra snap.
Slap.
And there it is right there. Con, give us a little something.
He doesn't know how to play it.
Give us a
I had to look it up because I saw this thing and I was like, what is this? I looked it up.
It's the beginning of Crazy Train.
Yes.
That's right. Right. That's right.
So Todd is not here this week, right?
No,
so we're going to go in there and steal his vibra slap.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it.
So you're leading that. What are some of the things going on? And tell me about it. I want to hear
Leah Reed from High Music.
Leah Reed. That's me.
Yes.
So we're going to do a youth jam. There's children's programming. There are people at the PAC doing like a dance workshop. There is a drum dancing at the YMCA. There is a room full of pianos, which is amazing. A lot of piano teachers from the area will be playing a bunch of pianos in our piano gallery at one time. It's an incredible experience.
That's cool.
You guys bring people together in the field of music better than anybody I've ever seen.
You do.
We love music.
Yeah. It's
music
incredible.
Is fun, and it's so good for the soul. We love it.
And Hampton has developed such a reputation for the spot to go for music.
We're in Green Bay, too, though, you guys.
Yeah, no,
well, I know, but it's like with the Mile of Music, that has brought your area, musicians, and everybody to the forefront, unlike any local thing I've seen in Wisconsin.
You have Lawrence.
We do have Lawrence, and they're amazing.
Kid went there. My daughter went, and everybody there is either music major or music minor, you know, and they really bring it to that, you know, 1,400 students, but boy, do they bring music to Appleton. And, you know, we have some great universities, and St. Norbert's a great school, but the emphasis you have on music, I think, is just a little more elevated.
I would agree with that. And it's all kind of localized too.
Right.
If St. Norbert's was next to, you know, downtown next to you guys, I think it would be a different vibe.
Right.
But I think that's what
you guys are on the same block, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right down the road. So
it's incredible.
Jonathan, I have to ask you though, with a voice like that, were you a singer at one time?
I've never been able to pull it off as being like a lead singer in a band because I can't memorize.
I was even talking to a guy on the phone the other day. He goes, John, I just want to tell you, Derek, you got a great voice. He goes, I'll bet you were a good singer. And it's like, I think I am. Others don't.
Let's hear it.
Well,
he's not.
From me or him?
John.
Yeah. John. No, he's
John and John.
This is good. Don't embarrass yourself.
I don't give it away for free.
Yeah, he's.
But my wife is a choir director. And has a master's in musicology and voice pedagogy and stuff like that. So I get vocal instruction.
You
very often
would be a great
from someone who is much better than me, and it's always valuable, and I always learn a lot from it.
You would be a great bass in a barbershop quartet.
Okay, and for him to say
six, seven, eight.
His dad was a national champion barbershop quartet. Ooh. Performed on the Ed Sullivan Show.
No kidding.
Performed on the Lawrence Welk Show.
Yeah,
in fact, one of his uncles tried to hook up with the Lemon Sisters.
That's not true. John always adds that to the story. That's not true. They were good. They were good guys, but they traveled.
You can't resist the Lemon Sisters.
You can't, right?
But no,
or a sissy. Remember Bobby and a sissy.
No, they did it. Millions of miles. They just, and it was all barbershop.
How many albums?
I grew up in that. I think it's six.
Five
albums.
Six albums.
They were really, really good. They were international champions. And
that's awesome.
It was fun to see them and grow up with that. I didn't realize it till later in life how good they really were. And barbershop is tough. It's not about
it. Right?
You know, there's no music. There's no instruments to back you up. You're just there. But anyway, you just sounded like a bass to me, and I just think you. But
see, that's why I brought him. I just have this like northern accent. I'm like, oh, geez, there I brought John. He is so talented.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so lucky to have him on my team.
Bring some gravitas to it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is fun
colloquial.
Yeah.
Folks from High Music, Make Music Day. We're going to hit more on that, exactly what all the things are.
That's going on in the world.
We're going to send it to a quick break. Right. Yep. We're going to send it to a quick break. But another one of the things I want to talk about is, did you ever want to go into radio and be like a DJ back in the day?
No, he wanted to make money.
There are some embarrassing childhood pictures of me like set up with like sunglasses and a pretend mic setup, like literally pretending to be a radio
cool.
DJ.
Love it. We'll be back with more of the Hyde Music Make Music Day back right after this.
The ones that ring,
as Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey Appleton, it's time to come alive with music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday is Make Music Day. It's part of a worldwide celebration that takes place in over 1,000 cities in more than 120 countries. And Appleton is opening up College Avenue to have musicians and events, and everyone is invited. You can come listen to the music, or if you're a musician yourself, you can participate. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out how.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
He's trying. He's trying. He's playing the music.
But he had the torque. One day we asked for trucker music.
But he's trying.
I know.
Did you notice he put the horn in?
That's not trucker music?
Yeah. Okay.
If I was a trucker, that's what I would listen to.
I believe that.
Okay, so there you are.
Lee Reed, Hype Music, Make Music Day. Go ahead and talk. Jim, go ahead, pick up.
I'm curious, as this is Make Music Day, and Hype really leans into this and does a great job. But it's bigger than Northeast Wisconsin. It's all over.
Yes.
What do people look for? What's the goal of that day, and who's kind of behind the impetus to get this thing national?
So it actually started
worldwide, actually, right?
Yeah, it started in France. So we just want people to make music. I think that's just the basic part of it, is anybody can make music at any time, and we're all coming together to appreciate what music is in our lives. And the creativity behind it, like we were talking about before. So in other communities, people will just be playing music on their porches or in parks or on street corners. And it's just a way to get the community together. We like to create events because I think sometimes people are a little overwhelmed by that and need a little bit of that structure to learn things and try things that are new. So again, trying a ukulele, it's a great instrument to start with, like we talked about before. Trying a drum circle and really leaning into that creative part of yourself, because everybody can be a musician.
It doesn't mean you're good, but everybody can be a musician.
And I think everybody wants to be a musician. I mean, when you see just, I don't know, somebody play the sax, it's like, God, that's awesome. That's a great instrument. You know, and people, I think everybody wants to be. And like you said, try it. You can do it. You may not, you know.
But you don't have to. It doesn't
be great.
You don't have to be a gigging musician to play music. It's just a great way to relax and a great way to communicate and to express yourself.
And it can be very therapeutic. I worked with the Guitars for Heroes organization where they're taking veterans, war veterans especially, and teach them how to play the guitar. Yes. And it brought in so many elements that are so therapeutic. One was discipline.
Yeah.
Another one was achievements. Doesn't matter if it's all of a sudden they're not Chet Atkins or something, but they learned a few, they achieved something, gave them a sense of, oh, I'm really looking forward to going back and doing it again. That sense of purpose is really important, and it comes from music.
We donate guitars to them, too.
Do you?
Right. Yes.
That's awesome.
We have that at the shelter where I work. And it's, but they have to, the discipline part, they have to play, what is it? Is it 15 minutes a day? I forgot what it was, but they got lessons and they have to do that. And what I like about music, and we all in our house, you just had to play an instrument. It wasn't like, well, I'm thinking about doing it. You didn't have a choice. I don't you know, sometimes you raise a family like that and that's, you know what I mean? It just, that's what it was. So we had, think about that. 10 kids, 10 different instruments. It was a little crazy, but what I was wondering, what I want to say about music is, if you try something, this isn't for me, you can try something else. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the cool thing about music. And it's kind of not, nothing's easy. It's kind of easier to do than like sports. I mean, if you're in one, and you can still try others, but it's like, oh, you got to start the whole thing over. That you just put the instrument down, go see the teacher and pick up another one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's especially as primarily a percussionist, it's something I've, and teaching privately, it's something I've seen a lot, is that like the vast majority of students I've taught over my life have all been percussionists second or third or fourth, where like, you know, it's like, oh yeah, you know, like I started piano at four, actually so did I, and like, you know, and then played saxophone, wasn't really fit, played guitar, wasn't really fit, I really like drums, and you know, and like you can just keep hopping around and learning a new thing.
It's all foundationally pretty much the same thing, and if you learn the basics, you can really grow beyond that.
Count to four.
I want to know about your podcast.
Yeah, that's a cool thing too.
Well, so that was something for clarity, I should explain. Lee is my boss, and is the best boss ever.
She feels like she's our boss. I feel like she's our boss too when she comes in here for a second.
I'm a little on edge.
You better be.
But Leah has helped like for as long as I've worked at Hyde, Leah has helped give me some like guts to kind of try and pursue expanding creative ideas that I want to explore for us as a brand and like things we can do, especially like we've been talking about today, endearing to the community and endearing ourselves to the actual musicians and performers right here in our communities. And that's something that especially just seeing so many other people do this and platforms explore it, because we all know like the most original thing anyone can do in the 21st century is have a podcast.
Right.
Yeah. There's a shortage. We need more of them, right? You know? The world needs more, you know, middle-aged white guys talking about things on microphones. Like
we almost called it that.
Yeah. That might have gotten us more
that
lessons.
That actually would be a good one.
It's one of these things where I get to highlight my friends and meet new bands and meet new musicians and opportunities to meet like, you know, pillars of the music industry. We had the president of Buffet Clarinets from France was visiting our shop. And our purchasing lead came, you know, it was like, hey, John, you should have him on the podcast and do an interview with him. I'm like, just going to interview the president of this company. Like,
Francois.
You know, Francois Koch. You know, shout out to Francois. He was amazing interview. And I learned so much about building clarinets and the history of French music craftsmanship.
Well, the key to podcasting, I've gotten from others who do a lot of it and whatever, is find a niche. Don't try to be everything for everybody.
Right.
Yes.
And we really want to lean into music education and really supporting our music educators. So Sound Underground is what it's called, and that's kind of what the direction that we're going
and
in.
Just Spotify, type in Sound Underground, you're there?
And YouTube.
And YouTube.
And that's part of the reason that we do it monthly, is that we do a pretty high production video element with it. So,
That's
cool.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
he's been at Hyde for 19 years, you guys.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, that's are you going to ever, like, is that, like, can this really happen? Like, in 2.5 Men, you write one jingle and you're set for life?
Can you write one for us?
We would. I mean,
we need some help.
We could. Should we write that today? We'll work on it today.
You're going to have to find the right brand that needs a jingle.
You're looking at it. We need something.
Leah Reid, this is great music. Thank you for coming in. It's always fun.
Jonathan Leahy.
You always bring in interesting guests. Yeah. This is really great. Thanks for what you do for
Thank
us.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it. Everything in music.
Right. Thanks for what you're doing for the community. This is good stuff.
And if I had pipes like you, I'd be working with this guy. Just so you know. Okay, so a break. Mud on the Mayor back after this.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. A week of war, and it's only intensifying.
Iranian missiles hitting multiple locations inside Israel today, including a direct hit on a medical building in southern Israel. Firefighters say apartment buildings were also hit.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. As President Trump considers military action unless there's a deal, there is word this morning that Iran will send its foreign minister to meet with European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. Hackers possibly linked to Israel say they've wiped out $90 million from an Iranian crypto exchange. Well, this was fast. Hurricane Eric was a tropical storm one day ago and rapidly intensified into a Category 4. It just made landfall in western Mexico, downgraded to a Category 3, Acapulco now in a hurricane warning. Texas got rocked when a SpaceX rocket blew up on the pad. That's a sound from 2 miles away. You're listening to ABC News.